Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good friend, the Reverend John Harrison, back on the show. John is a in addition to being an ordained minister, he's also a certified financial planner. He's also the author of Making Mammon Serve You, and he's a longtime member of our Brain Trust and our good friend, John Harrison. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back, John. One of the things that's been debated now for decades, really heated up back in the Reagan administration, is the future of Social Security, the solvency of it, the lack of an actuarial basis behind it, so many elements of it, there's a reserve. They had a reserve that the government, that the Congress has basically looted. The trust funds, what I was trying to say. Mm-hmm. There's a trust fund that the Congress basically has looted and put an IOU back into it, which you and I are going to have to pay back again. So Social Security has been one of the most successful laws, one of the most successful things that America has done from a societal standpoint. It's helped a lot of people who to deal with their retirement that would have had trouble. It's been very successful, but it's got some challenges, doesn't it?
It really does, and it can be difficult for people to figure out where it really stands because different politicians will tell you different parts of the truth about Social Security. If you ask someone on the left, is Social Security okay? They'll say, oh, it's fine. It's a pay-as-you-go system, mm-hmm. self-sustaining. There's $26 billion in the trust fund. You don't need to worry about it. That's just conservative.
There isn't $26 billion in the trust fund, though.
And that's the thing. It isn't cash. It's $26 billion in special bonds.
IOUs.
Essentially an IOU.
From the government, because they took that money and spent it, folks.
Yeah.
Congress took that money and spent it, didn't they, John?
And the key thing about that is because the government is running a deficit, the only way for them to pay what they need to pay to Social Security is by borrowing more money elsewhere.
Right.
And that's why, in spite of the $26 billion trust fund,
all of which you and I have to pay back, because the government doesn't make money. It only spends money.
Exactly. And that's why, after telling you, but wait a minute, there's $26 billion in the trust fund, back last August when the debt limit ceiling came into the news. They were saying, look, if they don't raise the debt ceiling, checks might not go out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason why, because there's no cash in the trust,
right.
the trust fund. It's
right.
based on the government's ability to
if
borrow.
That was proof that the trust fund is a joke.
Right.
Right? Because if the trust fund money were there, they would say, well, we'll just dip into the trust fund.
So there is a little bit of good news buried in all that. And the good news is, I think that the politicians can't afford to let the system go down because there's too many voters and campaign contributors who depend on it. It's currently 54 million people collecting Social Security, and they vote and they contribute to things. And so what
mm-hmm.
government keeps doing is tweaking the system to keep it going a little longer. When it was new, the payroll tax was 1% of the first $3,000 that you make.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, it's 7.65% of the first $113,700 that you make. So
right.
they do things like that. They raise the retirement age.
I remember when I first started in the marketplace,
mm-hmm.
the maximum you could pay into Social Security was like $8,000.
Right.
Went beyond $8,000. Now, folks, believe it or not, that wasn't in the 19th century. It was back in the late 60s, but the early 70s. But, I mean, back then, you know, only 40 years ago or so, the highest you could, I mean, after you paid in, like, after you made $8,000 or so, you quit paying Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone up now to, what's it, 112, would you say, something like that?
$113,700.
Yeah.
So, in a worst-case scenario, though, even if they don't do anything to fix the problem they have now, what the Congressional Budget Office estimates is that after 2030, there'd be enough money to pay 75% of promised benefits.
Yeah.
So it's not going to go away entirely. But my guess is they'll keep tweaking it so they can keep going with the promises that they've made.
It would
as long
be
as they can borrow money.
A very successful model if it hadn't been raided by the our politicians.
Yes.
They looked around and said, hey, what's all that money doing over there? How come we're not spending that money?
Exactly.
Well, how do we get to that money? Well, let's just borrow it. Now, let me tell you something, folks. If you don't have a job, like the government doesn't have a job, the government doesn't have any income. If you don't have a job, you don't have any income, you go to the bank, you want to borrow money, you're not going to be able to borrow the money. You're not credit worthy. Our politicians in Washington are not credit worthy. We got to stop them from taking out loans from us. 20 till, we're going to talk some more about Social Security with John Harrison. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.